Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is the Stoney and Jansen program. We have the pleasure to be joined by former Lion and Green Bay Packer. And boy, they play next week. TJ Lang in studio. What's up? How are you?
I don't know how you guys do this early morning stuff. I guess I'm not
not a morning guy.
Not old enough to be a morning guy yet.
Old enough? Oh, jeez.
Wow. I feel like, you know, Stoney, I don't know. Am I wrong? The older you get, the earlier you get up. I don't know.
Is I'm a late sleeper.
John, have you always been a morning
guy? I've always been a morning guy.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to be, I guess.
I get here at like a little after 5, and he's probably been here for like 45 minutes already.
Man, yeah.
So when you were playing, what was the morning routine? What time would you get there? I know it changed as I got older because it was a lot more time in the hot tub.
Right. I mean, honestly, when I came to Detroit, I had to get up a lot earlier just because you take advantage of that Green Bay drive to work. I mean, it was a probably 10-minute round trip, you know, from the house to Lambeau Field. And I came here and, you know, just where I lived, I mean, it was 45 minutes in the morning and afternoons. Yeah. You'd have an hour and a half some days. So, it was a lot earlier then. And when you're playing, I mean, you know, you're on a stricter routine, obviously. Like you said, the older you get, the earlier you have to get there, the more treatment you have to do, the longer warm-up you have to do to get your body ready for practice. Green Bay was just I was actually talking to one of Dom Capers, who is with Detroit now. I was talking to him yesterday because he was in Green Bay for a long time, and we both just got to, man, I missed that drive to work in Green Bay. Man. You take advantage of it, right? Because you get up. I mean, there's, you know, I remember we used to have 8:30 meetings, and, you know, I could wake up at 7:30. Get to work, still have time to do hot tub, shower, breakfast, study, do everything. I mean, in Detroit, it's like start at 8, you're up at 5:45, and if I didn't leave the house by, 6:15, it was going to take me an hour to get down there. So, it's definitely a big change.
Compared to other bigger cities, we don't even have that much traffic compared to, I can imagine New York.
Oh, no,
played for, in D.C., Washington, with the Beltway was awful. I lived there for a while.
Yeah, but there's some cities, too, where, the stadium's downtown, and then the practice facility is hour and a half away from there. Like, where do you live? I mean, do you try to find a spot halfway in between both? I mean, obviously, you spend 90% of the time at the facility. Yep. So do you live closer there? And then game day, you've got an hour trek downtown, hour and a half drive back, lucky Detroit wasn't like that. And you're right, the traffic wasn't that bad. But, I mean, I can't imagine living in a place like New York or L.A. It takes an hour to drive 3 miles. That would drive me nuts.
Before we talk about the Lions, we were just talking about the Michigan game. And I asked you this yesterday on the show I did with Jim Costa. As an offensive lineman, when you pound the ball like they did and they couldn't stop it, do you have any criticism for only throwing the ball 15 times?
No, I don't have any criticism. I think the only and that you guys kind of hit on it last segment. I think maybe the only concerning thing was that when they did get into a situation where they did have to throw the ball a couple third and longs, it didn't really look clean, And I think, obviously if they ran the ball 60 times and they were, you know, 8 for 9 passing, just efficient passing, it would be a different story. But I think that was probably the concerning thing. And there was a nice throw there in the first half, that back shoulder.
To Cornelius.
To right down the sideline. That was an awesome throw. But other than that, you know, it didn't look clean when they had to pass the ball. And I think that's the only concerning part. But, no, I don't have any criticism with how they called the game. I mean, John, you know, that's like an offensive lineman's dream, man. The stressful part of playing football is having to pass protect all the time. Look at the Lions. I mean, they passed the ball 60 times yesterday, right? There's 57 passes attempted and 3 other sacks. So that's not how you want to play. But, yeah, I don't have any criticism. It's football. You do what – if something's working and you're, you know, obviously – you know, just kicking Washington's butt all over the front 7. I mean, do what you got to do to just keep pounding it and win the game.
Yeah.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number, the ticket text. We'd like to talk to the two offensive line stalwarts, John and TJ here, about the Lions game. Let's start with the offensive line. Sewell playing left tackle. Bosa thought he played really well despite the one, you know, sack that barred the bull rush he had on that we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. How do you think Sewell did?
I thought he played awesome. I really did. I mean, for a kid that, you know, Wednesday, you know, was probably his first time in a year and a half taking reps at left tackle. I probably
live
took some
reps,
in rookie
yeah.
camp. And yeah, but yeah. actually practicing and game plan. And I thought he played really, really well. And I did. And I told him that after the game. And I got home last night and I rewatched the game a little bit. And he did not look like a 20-year-old rookie. I mean, he just didn't, especially going against, I know Nick Bosa was coming off an injury last year, and it kind of looked like he was kind of on a pitch count a little bit. He was rotating, taking series on, it series off, you know, coming in on third downs. But there was really, like you guys said, one play where he just kind of got bull rushed, knocked on his butt. Goff was still able to kind of scramble out, just kind of ate the ball, and it turns into a sack. But I thought he played really well. I mean, his footwork was 10 times better. He didn't take any really bad sets that put himself in a bad position. And his hand placement, I mean, when he gets his hands in the proper position inside on the chest, like, you just can't get off of the kid. And I watched a couple clips last night, even in the run game, that were, I mean, it looks like, you know, 5-6 year pro. I mean, the guy is just, he just looked so comfortable at left tackle. And really, that's, I don't know if that's concerning or not, because what do you do when Taylor gets back now?
John's formula.
I've got a formula that I'll get to in a second, but the mistakes that he did make, and we're going to nitpick on this one, because it was, and you know this, you can't give up the inside.
Right, yeah.
And sometimes, you know, and Nick knows, Nick Bosa, the shortest pass to the quarterback is on the inside. Yep. And if you're going to continue to go upfield, at some point, you've got to anticipate he's going to come inside. And to your point, that was one criticism I had. And it wasn't big because it didn't happen often. On the bull rush that he did give up, you mentioned his tight hand placement.
Mm-hmm.
That was about the only time I saw him with his hands outside.
Right.
And once you give up those numbers, especially to a guy as powerful as Bosa, it's tough to recover from.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is. But I, really, watching all the other bull rushes that Nick Bosa put on him, I mean, he didn't give up any ground.
No.
I mean, he just kind of ate him, and he sat down, and he anchored down, and he didn't give up any room. So, look, it was one – I mean, they threw the ball 60 times. You're going to get beat by a guy like Nick Bosa. It's going to happen. Yeah. And there was one play earlier in the game, too. And look, I don't – you know, everything obviously has to work in sync, whether it's the quarterback's footwork, the drop, the depth in the pocket. You've got to know that, too, as an offensive lineman. There was one play early in the game where Sewell did kind of give up the inside a little bit, and I went back and I watched it, and Jared Goff's in shotgun, and he just literally catches the ball and just stands straight still. And it's like there's no two-step drop. There's no little three-step drop. So as an offensive lineman, that's tough because maybe you think, okay, he's at 7. I got room at 5 to push him on the inside. Oh, I'm at 5. The quarterback's at 5, too. Uh-oh. You know, there's everything's got to work in sync a little bit. And I think that it took him a little while. Jared Goff, to me, looked a little uncomfortable in the first half. He was rushing throws, but he wasn't getting hit a whole lot, right? And I think you saw him start to settle down in the second half because he started to realize, okay, this offensive line is busting their ass for me. I'm not, you know, they're taking care of their job. And and obviously he's played San Francisco a lot. He's taken a lot of hits throughout his career against that front 7. So you can understand why he might have been a little bit nervous at first, especially with two young tackles. But I thought for the most part they played really well. And Penei Sewell, the thing that was encouraging to me the most, I think, after the game. I got a chance to talk to him for a couple minutes, and I tried to ask him, you know, about his performance. And the sign of a good player is everybody knows he had a good game. He knows he probably had a good game, but he said, you know what, I need to be better. You know, I can't. And somebody asked him, well, you know, you played really well except the one play. And he's like, well, I got to win all of them, you know. Yeah. And that's the attitude that he has. And every top player I've ever played with, offensive line-wise, they have the same exact attitude. I mean, you play 70 plays, you have 69 great ones, all you think about is that one bad one. I need to fix that one. How can I fix that one? So that's the attitude he had. I think that's the most impressive thing when you talk about, you know, him being a 20-year-old kid.
So you mentioned when Taylor Decker comes back.
Yeah.
it's the question. It was the question last week before we even played the game, and now we have the film of Penei Sewell looking like he did, and that was really good. Leading up to this, we talked about the difficulty of moving from left to right, and mm-hmm. I don't know where you stand on this, but it's not as easy as everybody thinks.
No.
There's a transition. There's a muscle memory that you have to override, and if you're thinking now, okay, Penei Sewell looked good at left tackle. Let's move Taylor Decker. Well, it's even harder because he's had six more years to do this. So let me give you this lineup. And this is just for this year right now when Decker comes back. You got Matt Nelson at right tackle. You got Jonah Jackson at right guard. Frank Ragnow at center. Taylor Decker at left guard. And Penei Sewell at left tackle. It secures. It doesn't move Decker and make him have to change hands.
Right, no whole new position, right?
It secures that left side, and I'm comfortable enough after having seen that one time, especially if Decker's over there to help, you know, to help Penei Sewell with some of the terminology, some of the looks, all that stuff, that you're not going to have to help that side. You're going to have to help Matt Nelson at times, but now you only have to focus on, am I going to put the tight end over there? Am I going to send the fullback, the running back, a receiver in motion to help chip that defensive end? But it solves the question of having to move anybody that is a natural left side player to the right.
I'm absolutely stuck. I just don't know.
Because most of us, you guys play the position. Yeah. Us idiots have no idea the main difference between going from tackle to guard. We just, you know.
Well, if you stay on the left side, left tackle to left guard isn't as extreme as going left tackle to right tackle or right guard to left tackle. I mean, it's just the difficulty comes, like John said, switching your legs up. And, okay, now my left leg is my power leg. I'm pushing off. Okay, now my left hand is my, you know, inside hand. You know, it's just that there's a lot of mental gymnastics that take place. And
so the question I have for you then is Jonah Jackson would have to move from left guard to right guard.
And but he did a lot of that last year too. I mean, he started a lot of games at both positions. So that wouldn't be a huge issue, I don't think.
Yeah.
But the Decker thing, well, I don't know, John. I mean, you were, you know, you played for a long time. If you were in year seven and you were, you know, top 10 in your position at left tackle and the coaches asked you to do it,
you'd have to swallow a lot of pride.
You'd have to swallow a lot of pride. And that's the part that's
hard to do.
And Taylor Decker is an awesome dude and just an awesome teammate. But you also, left tackle is a different position. I mean, it's almost like a skill position where you take a lot of pride in being the dude on that offensive line.
On the island.
And the left tackle is that spot on the offensive line. And I don't know. I mean, it would be difficult, I think, to move him. I think what's most likely to happen, in my opinion, is just when Taylor Decker comes back, you're our left tackle. We know he's a top 10, probably top 12 left tackle. And best case scenario, Sewell goes back to the right side with just a buttload of confidence, right? Because I think through the preseason, he was getting frustrated. I mean, just watching him on the sideline, and he was getting kind of worried about his footwork and his hand placement. But if you give him these 3-4 games at left tackle and he just keeps playing dominant football, I think even if you put him back on the right side and okay, maybe his footwork, maybe he's not quite as technical, but he's got the confidence factor. I mean, you know how big that is for a young
That's
kid,
huge.
Too. So that I think that's probably what's more likely to happen, in my opinion.
I think John likes that lineup because he wants Vitai out. All right, coming up next, we got to talk about the other side of the ball and how bad that was. 97 won the tick.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.